Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We left you on hold so you could get a little older, more sophisticated, James. Not that you need to be any more sophisticated, of course. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Todd. Thank you for having me on the show again. Today I wanted to talk about why political tribalism is killing politics and it's killing civil discourse. Because political tribalism is leading people to focus more on who is doing something and not on actual policies. If you watch the 2019 Democratic debate for getting their presidential nominee, most of the things had something to do with Trump. And what the problem was, the right is much better on this. They were focusing on the tribe. It's, we got to get this evil Republican man out of office. They barely talked about policies. And when they did, they were talking about it in reference to Republicans and Trump. So rather than talking about the issues and rather than talking about the important details that help society, they instead just blame it on Trump. It must be the bad orange man. And the Republicans aren't completely innocent about this. They tend to attack Democrats with quick words like socialism, and it takes away the meaning. But when you're so tribalism and you're thinking about they must be the bad guy and not thinking about the policies, why you are better, you're hurting discourse. Because if you watch those debates on either side, you wouldn't know what half of those people's policies are. You would just know they hate the other side. And that helps no one. Because when you have the stigma in your mind that the other side must be bad and your side is good, you don't think about the problems of your side and you don't think of why the other side is bad.
But James, doesn't that come down to us because we don't require anything different of them? Therefore, they can take the easy way out and just demonize each other and win elections through manipulation rather than having to make arguments. Isn't that just easier for them and we make it possible because we fall in line with these ploys that they throw at us?
It is partially our fault, but I'm going to put it mostly on the politicians, because the politicians are the ones that are supposed to be helping society. They're supposed to be making America, better. And when they're out there essentially telling lies because they're holding back the information that will help the people, then that's their fault, not ours. Sure, we should.
Well, but they do what we tell them to do. If we're going to, for example, a Caitlyn Jenner is just floating the idea that she's going to seek political office. What is she going to run for? Is that governor? She's going to run for governor, right, in California? Is that what she's doing, Anthony? Yeah, so she'll run as a Republican. And we're so enamored with celebrities that we would actually vote for somebody just because they're famous. And somebody who has no experience, somebody who doesn't care about politics, somebody who's never had any interest. Yet that would make Caitlyn Jenner the front runner, I would assume, for the Republican nomination in California to be governor, because what other Republican is there who's got any clout at all? And that's where we are as a nation. That's all on us. We drive this thing.
You're completely right, but the politicians were the ones that put us in this trap in the first place, because the advertisements they put out, I say are essentially propaganda, because they demonize the person, they demonize the party, not the policies. So they feed us with the propaganda, and yes, we shouldn't be listening to it, but it's mostly their fault because they're creating the conditioning and putting us into it. Politicians shouldn't have the power to take over your life with their governmental power. They shouldn't have the power to go out there and propagandize you. I say politicians should have to teach the policies. They shouldn't be out there trying to propagate you that red party bad or blue party bad. And one thing that this has resulted in is it's resulted in people getting behind people they shouldn't. Do you know Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Not personally, no, I haven't met her.
She's trying to challenge AOC to a debate over the Green New Deal, which sounds good on paper, but the only reason she has the power to do this, and this is why I think she's going to fall on her face, is because she's ran off of calling people like AOC socialists. She is right on that, but she hasn't attacked any of the policies specifically. And I think that tribalism has added to things like this. And what I can expect is she's going to go on there and just say radical left and not attack the obvious positions of it's overspending from the government. It's going to hurt the market. It's not going to allow for natural, it's not going to allow for natural environmentalism. It's going to strangle the real good things like nuclear and hydro. She's not going to do that. And tribalism has added to that.
Yeah, it's a really interesting chicken or egg argument. And I'm not, I think you're right that politicians are to blame because they're the ones who owe us the truth and they lie to us and they game us. And at the same time, we should be much smarter and more sophisticated about what we do. And we want to make it into a sporting event where we just root for our team and want to beat up the people who root for the other team. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if one side is better than the other in this, us or the politicians, but it ain't working out well, James.
Yep. And that's also a fault of the two-party system because there is no other option really besides Republican or Democrat. You could try to go out and go for your Libertarians or your Green Party if you go that way. You could try to do that, but you're not going to have any leverage because the Republicans and Democrats have a monopoly over the people. And that's another problem because they have this centralized government power that they can use to change the rules and block out competition.
Yeah. And all right. Thank you, James. Yeah, go ahead, finish.
And when they do this, I think that there should be, I don't think politicians should be able to change the rules of anything like debates. Because when the politicians condition this, they know what they're doing. They know that they are essentially mind controlling the people by blocking out any other ideas but their own.
James, nicely done as usual. You're a brilliant young man, and we appreciate having you here.
Thank you, Dad.
Have a good weekend. That is James, all of 12 years old and 7 years of school near completed. And he understands politics really well. Better, I think, than the social studies teachers he'll be encountering over the next 12 years or so.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.